This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, the day after Christmas in Canada is called Boxing Day. What? The day after the NCAA tournament picks are made in the United States, Bracket Day. Welcome into Gwen and Chris, everybody. 2:01 is the time. We are kicking off the NCAA March Madness week here on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. It's also the week in which the Major League Baseball season gets underway. The Padres and the Dodgers are less than 36 hours away from starting the season in South Korea. And we've got it all covered for you here on the program today. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby coming to you from the Odyssey Palace Studios, but we have a special guest on the show today, Scrabe.
Yes?
Guest on the show is actually a co-host of the show.
I was going to say, he's not really a guest.
Tony Gwynn Jr. is going to join us in an hour's time.
Or attempt to.
Attempt, yeah.
I think it's going to work, though.
You think it's going to work?
I do.
All right, we're hoping that it all works and we get Tony on from South Korea. About an hour from right now. It's like 6 in the morning there right now.
Yes.
So he's still catching up on beauty sleep.
Yeah, I mean, but the Padres had a big win yesterday, so.
Yeah, I heard about that. Ha-Sung Kim hit a couple of home runs.
Yeah.
And they won. I think they won their other game 1-0.
They did, which was a defensive struggle.
A defensive struggle?
Yeah.
Good goaltending by the Padres in that game.
And I think they scored on a wild pitch in the first inning?
Pass ball, maybe.
Pass ball, yeah.
Something like that. I know Jackson Merrill had a couple of hits in that game. I saw some highlights the other night. Anyway, the Padres and the Dodgers, it is Wednesday morning at 3 a.m. Scraby and I are going to be there.
That's right.
Watch party. Make sure you're there. 7 Mile Casino. Brought to you by our friends at Soapy Joe's.
Yes.
Ben and Woods are going to host, but Scraby and I, you and I would just be slumming, I guess.
No, thankfully they're hosting because I don't know what kind of use I'll be to anyone at 3 in the morning.
You'll be of excellent use.
Are you kidding me, Chris? I'm going to do Scraby Show until 7, probably leave here at 8, go home, get home by like 9.
Give me a break.
Go
how much sleep do you need?
How much sleep? I am a regimented human being. I need my 8, Chris.
The old line. Sleep when you're dead.
I've heard that many times, and you know what I say to that? No.
You say no.
Every
you say
time.
Sleep while I'm alive.
I had a friend that was like, that was their life mantra. Sleep when you're dead. And I'm like, no, I'm really tired. I'd rather be awake for my life.
All right, well, we'll see everybody at 3 in the morning. You gotta do it. I mean, listen to this week. You work today, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You all work tomorrow.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Wednesday, you join us down at 7 Mile Casino,
mm-hmm.
and then you call in sick after the Padre game because you're tired. Thursday, you watch the opening, the second Dodger Padre game.
Yes,
you call in sick again.
Oh wow!
And then Friday, because the Aztecs are playing at 10:45 in the morning.
Oh,
you call in sick again. It's the perfect week to use up sick days, everybody.
So it's a 2-day work week.
All right. Today and tomorrow. And then as you get a little later in the day tomorrow, the sniffles, a couple of coughs, and you're on your way to a 3-day vacation. Perfect.
I like it.
I love it.
I'll sign your slip, too, if you need me to.
Sure. Scraby will take care of you. But, yeah, Aztecs play Friday morning. Of course, the NCAA tournament starts. Thursday is going to be a tough day for all of us sports fanatics because we're going to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. We're going to watch the Padre game till 6.
we're going to come home from wherever we watch the game or whatever, grab some breakfast, and then the NCAA tournament will start like at 9 a.m. on Thursday morning. First day of the tournament, I know the Aztecs don't play the first day, but that's the day you're all, everybody's locked in, you got a fresh back bracket. You know, you haven't lost a game yet.
I gotta say,
you're already ready to go.
I have never met anyone as excited about brackets.
Love
as
the brackets.
Chris.
Love
he
the
is
bracket.
The most. He loves this.
Love the bracket.
When he comes on saying it's the day after Christmas morning, he's not joking. Everyone,
no, it's a
how
day.
Long have you been staring at your bracket since you got
just
it?
Since yeah. Well, what time was it out? 4 o'clock yesterday.
Yes.
So how many ever hours that is? I've been looking at the bracket and look. I mean, it only looks good for about 2.5 days, because then Thursday, like I said, the games start and you start making X marks and scratching out games and your final four teams all get eliminated before the weekend.
Yeah, well, the bracket's then, busted after
right,
the first game.
And then it's so. A disaster. So, you know, it looks good for the 2 or 3 days right now. I will say that the Aztecs got a sensational draw. They really did. Alabama-Birmingham. Look, I can overlook them. The Aztecs can't. The players, the coaches, all that, they can't overlook them. But Alabama-Birmingham is one of the worst teams in the tournament. And if you don't believe me, go to the net rankings or the, what is it, the other one, the KenPom rankings, something like that.
Which is what Rick Pitino loves, KenPom.
He doesn't like that anymore.
He doesn't like net.
He doesn't like net because that's what kept his team out of there. You know what, Rick? No slime. Slimy people invited to this year's tournament. Sorry, you're just going to have to sit on the sidelines. Rick Pitino, quite the guy. File him under P in my book, Rick Pitino. Special human being. But no, the Alabama-Birmingham ranks 85 spots lower than the Aztecs in the net rankings. Something like 80, something like, I don't know, Ziegler had it in the story today. But, I mean, so far below the Aztecs, they're not even in the, according to the, you know, ranking set, et cetera, they're not even in the same ballpark as the Aztecs. UAB, look, you look at who all of the other 12 seeds are, right? Because that's who the Aztecs are a 5, just like they were last year.
Yeah.
You could have drawn Grand Canyon, which is a 12.
Oh, you don't want to draw them.
You don't want to draw them. They beat you this
year. I've already picked them to win their game.
They're tough. Grand Canyon. One of the other 12s, McNeese, which is 30-3.
Ooh.
So you don't really want to draw them. And the other 12 seed is James Madison. They're 31-3.
Yeah, you don't want to draw them either.
So of the 12 seeds, you easily got the worst 12 seed. And apparently, UAB is so ranked so low in the net rankings that they're even ranked lower than all of the 13 seeds.
Wow.
Which means Yale, Charleston, Samford, and I'm going to see the other 13, Vermont. All of those teams are actually better than UAB is, according to the metrics.
You know, I
so the Aztecs, I think, got a very fortunate first-round draw. Now, beyond that, I don't know. Auburn is going to be very tough if they have to play them in the second round. Remember, last year, the Aztecs had everything open up beautifully. Virginia was waiting for them as the number 4 seed last year. Only Virginia never got there because they blew the game to Furman.
Yep.
And that put the Aztecs in a really good spot to reach the Sweet 16. But if Auburn is waiting, Auburn, and again, these are metrics and analytics, and of course, you and I don't know anything about analytics, according to some of the listeners.
Well, they're right.
No, we're not. No, they're not right. We know a lot of stuff. We don't know everything.
Yeah, I know that.
We don't know everything, and we don't claim to know everything, but people get mad when we don't seem to know
expected
everything.
Expected base hits on bunts that happened in April is the
BAPIP.
New stat.
I'm a little weak
BAPIP
on...
BAPIP is a good stat.
I'm a little weak on BAPIP.
Okay.
But, no, Auburn is ranked... They're in offensive and defensive efficiency, they're the top, I think, 10 or 20, something like that, in both offense and defense efficiency. And there's only 7 other teams in the tournament that can say that. And the likes of, you know, Houston, you know, those kind of teams are all that highly ranked in those efficiency. So Auburn is awfully good, and that could be a very difficult draw in number 2 in round 2. But as I tweeted out yesterday, Scraby, we already conquered Alabama last year.
Okay.
This year, we're going after Alabama-Birmingham
yes.
and Auburn. we are going to be hated in the state of Auburn
like that.
If we reach the Sweet 16.
That's true.
We will have wiped out the entire state of Alabama if we can reach
that
the Sweet 16.
That is very true.
Yes. So,
I didn't think about that.
Yes, it's all anti-Alabama here in San Diego for the Aztecs. Now, the Aztecs, for their part, okay, we can talk about, you know, UAB not being very good, this, that, and the other. And, you know, Brian Dutcher and everybody's going to tell you how great they are. They're really good on rebounding. They miss a lot of shots, but they rebound. They don't play any defense, but that may not matter. Why? Because the Aztecs can't shoot. So UAB doesn't have to play defense. The Aztecs can't shoot. The other problem for the Aztecs is that they fall behind by 15 points every game.
That is true.
If you want to know the best bet that you can make in the NCAA tournament this weekend, and we're not into the Daily Gambit yet, but I'm going to give you a little Daily Gambit tidbit.
Oh.
You know, you can bet often. You can find this bet in Vegas, and I know you can bet which team is first to score 10 points.
Oh.
You can bet that.
Bet against the Aztecs.
Absolutely. Bet UAB.
Every
bet
time.
Anybody. The Aztecs are never first to 10 points. The Aztecs are trailing at the first TV timeout every game.
Every game.
Every game.
And then they make a furious comeback, and it's
automatic.
Dramatic.
And they were down 10 in the UNLV game. They were down 17 in the Utah State game. And they were down 14 to New Mexico. And you can only come back so often. I mean, it takes a lot of energy to come from behind.
Totally.
And when you get there, a lot of times you run out of steam. And I think the Aztecs got that 4-point lead late in the second half against New Mexico. I think they ended up missing 14 of their last 15 shots, Greg.
Well, they made a lot of free throws.
They made a lot of free throws, but they couldn't make a field goal.
No.
They couldn't make a field goal. And so
Every time I kept paying attention to the announcers, they would be like, San Diego State's on a four-shot cold streak or something.
Cold streak.
Yeah, it was always like that.
Oh, they were on a cold streak the entire game. And so, look, but you know, here's the interesting thing about this. Quietly, all right, without anybody telling anybody, the hierarchy at San Diego State, I'm talking like school presidents, people like that.
Okay.
That Aztec loss to New Mexico made San Diego State a whole bunch of money.
Why?
Why? Because New Mexico would not have been in the NCAA tournament had they lost.
Oh, so they get into the tournament and
they get into the tournament,
some payment.
And all of the money that New Mexico now makes is split up amongst all the Mountain West Conference schools. So whatever New Mexico does in this tournament is gravy. That's extra money that goes into the pockets of San Diego State and other teams in the Mountain West that would not have been there. Because it's pretty clear by the bracket that was released yesterday that New Mexico was not going to make it had they lost to the Aztecs.
See, which is so strange.
So that was a money-making loss by the Aztecs.
Well, the Aztecs carried all of the Mountain West teams all the way to the championship, so they made
everybody a ton of money last year.
But they have, what, six teams this year?
There's six teams in there this year.
Two of them were in the last or the first four.
Yeah. Two of them are playing in the play-in games, Colorado State and Boise State. Nevada's a 10. New Mexico's an 11. And then the only other team that's higher than that is Utah State, and they're an 8.
Wow.
The Aztecs are a 5. Here's the thing. And this is what I'm really happy about with the NCAA selection committee this year. It seems to me they put the most weight on one thing, and that is your non-conference schedule. If you played a bunch of tough games before conference, you were rewarded for it. And the Aztecs are the only team in the Mountain West that played a really difficult non-conference schedule. That's why they were rewarded with a 5 seed despite finishing in 5th place. The other team
I think I heard Brian Dutcher actually saying that.
Yeah.
Like, this is why we take on the teams that we do.
There's no question. You look at the one big surprise, or there's a lot of surprises, but one of the bigger surprises was Iowa State not getting a 1 seed and then not only getting a 2, but they were like the lowest rated number 2. The reason for that is because Iowa State's non-conference schedule was horrible. they didn't play anybody. All of their wins were in the conference. So the tournament committee docked them. The current tournament committee message to all teams in college basketball is you better play some good teams in the non-conference. And that's good for the sport.
Yes.
So cupcakes are not going to get you into the NCAA tournament.
They're delicious, though. Or,
they are delicious. All right.
But cupcakes aren't. You're right. You're
right. That's what the message was. It was a clear message. So anyway, look, I'm happy the Aztecs are in. Look, based on what they did last year, and then they lost five star players from that team last year. Five.
Yes, they did.
And they end up with the exact same seed this year. That's pretty impressive.
I think that's coaching right there.
That's pretty impressive. So well done by the Aztecs.
Nice
job.
We'll talk
plenty about their game against UAB, plenty about the tournament. We'll take a look at the brackets. We'll do all of that. But a lot of Padre talk when we come back. Is one of our best former friends on his way back to town?
Uh-oh.
We will answer that. The latest. When Gwynn and Chris gets rolling, don't forget, Tony Gwynn Jr. joins us live from South Korea. God willing.
Yes, hopefully.
At the top of the hour.
Technology
yes,
limited.
It's all up to technology,
it really
Scrape.
Is.
I'm a little worried, but we're going to all check in together with that. Show's underway. Happy to have you with us. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kim hits it in the air to deep left center field. Moon is going back. He will look up. This one going to go. Ha Song Kim. Welcome back to Gochuk Sky Dome. A two-run homer here in the second, and the Padres jump in front.
What was the call? Name of the edifice?
Oh.
Gochuk Dome?
No. Oh, my gosh. No.
I thought that's what he said.
Gochuk.
Gochuk. Gochuk Dome.
Let's hear it again.
Let's hear it again.
Turn off the music. Hold on.
Turn the music right, off. I want to hear the name of the where we're playing.
I believe it's Gochuk.
Ha Song Kim. Welcome back to Gochuk Sky Dome.
It is Gochuk.
Sky Dome.
Sky Dome.
It's a Sky Dome.
It looks like a pretty fun stadium.
Is it pretty big? Does it look?
It looks big.
Looks large.
Yeah, I mean,
large enough to be called the Sky Dome.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it has the Sky Dome like. Roof to it.
All right.
So, Bob Scanlon, by the
way. Gochuk Sky Dome.
If you're not paying attention to his Twitter, last night he took a picture and put it up of him waiting in the shrimp line because the shrimp sold out the night before and Bob Scanlon wasn't having it. He wanted the shrimp from the shrimp line. So he took a picture.
All right.
He's doing a great job of making me feel like I'm missing out.
Hey, Scan.
Hey, Scan.
Yes. Yeah.
There you go.
All right. Padres, do they have any more exhibition games or that's it?
That's it.
They played two. They won them both.
Yep.
Now they get ready. Take on the Dodgers Wednesday morning, 3:05, I believe, in the morning.
It better hit that 05.
First pitch at 3:05. Will Tommy Pham be in left field? Oh, my goodness.
No, Jurickson Profar will be.
Jurickson Profar probably will be, even if they acquire Tommy Pham. I can't imagine he'd be able to get to Korea and be awake in time. That is the scuttlebutt that our old friend Tommy Pham is coming back. Bob Nightingale has been widely reporting it in USA Today. And you know I love Bob Nightingale. Let's hope he's not wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, we could use Tommy Pham. Whether you like him or don't like him, and here's why you don't like him. because in 5 years with St. Louis, Tommy Pham hit .271 and had an .828 OPS. In 2 years with Tampa Bay, he hit .287 and had an .870 OPS. But in 2 years with the Padres, hit .226 with a .705 OPS. He was 165 points lower in San Diego than he was with St. Louis and Tampa Bay. Now, he bounced back nicely for Arizona in just a half of a season last year.
I mean, he was pretty good with the Mets, too. That's what got him to Arizona.
True. Played a little all right with the Mets. But the thing with Arizona where he really, you know, came alive was in the postseason last year. I mean, don't forget, Arizona was in the World Series. And guess who was batting not leadoff, not seventh, not eighth? Guess who was batting third?
Tommy Pham?
Tommy Pham. Oh. He was batting third in their order last year in the postseason. He had three home runs in the postseason. He had one against the Dodgers, one against the Phillies, and one against the Rangers. That's almost more than he hit when he was here, or so it seems.
Yeah, so it seems.
Yeah. Anyway, Tommy Pham was real good last year. But here's why you should want him. Because even, look, Jerks and Profar, if you'd rather have him in left field, fine. But when Manny goes back to third base, you're going to need a DH. You're going to need somebody that can hit. DHs, and I don't know that Tommy Pham is this guy, but DHs, we've talked about this, Graby, they hit 35 home runs and drive in a hun.
A
hundo.
Okay.
You know? So you got to have somebody in that position who's got some smack. Right now, the Padres' DH options, once Manny returns to third base, are Jose Azokar, Graham Pauly,
mm-hmm.
Tyler Wade, and Kyle Higashioka.
Those aren't good options.
They're okay options. They're not okay to fill what you need to be filled, right? Those guys are not going to hit 35 and drive in a hundo. So, you know, Tommy Pham is going to help you get to where you need to go as long as Tommy Pham is the Tommy Pham he was everywhere but here. So
I think
you should be happy with this if it does come to pass. It has not yet.
I think, and by the way, Tommy Pham and Mike Schilt crossed paths for half a season, and I think he was traded to the Rays. But
okay.
I think why people, because I put up a what do we think about this tweet over the weekend, and it got responses
mixed
right down the middle.
Mixed reviews.
And mainly it's because of his attitude that people don't like him. Also, if I hear about him getting, the reason you don't like him is because he got stabbed outside of a strip club. I don't understand why people hold that against him.
I don't see that being a reason to dislike the guy.
If
you dislike every athlete who's ever stepped into or outside of a strip club, you probably don't like any of them.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was a really unfortunate incident.
A really unfortunate incident.
That as far as I can tell, he, other than being there, had very little to do with.
He
was there.
Yeah.
And some guy attacked him.
And believe me, I went back to the police reports and stuff to try to figure out if I'm wrong, but it doesn't seem like it's his fault. But I'll move on from that. But that's something that's going to follow him around in San Diego forever.
Yes, I know.
And like, I think he's, I don't think his attitude towards his teammates is bad, which is his attitude towards fans can be. That's, I don't like that. I don't like when you tell fans I'm going to fight you in the parking lot.
That's
like,
probably not the best.
You should
but
know,
you know
Tommy
what? Those
Pham,
fans, those fans,
that.
Those fans who drew that out of him, you know, should be a bit ashamed of their behavior as well. If he had to do it all again, would probably react a little better. But this is a guy that hit 17 home runs 2 years ago, 16 last year, stole 14 bases 2 years ago, 22 last year. He's a good player. He has always been a good player, except for 2020 and 2021. Can I tell you?
But you know what? But you know what, Chris?
But I think it would be an improvement.
But you know what? He left the Super Bowl early, so he cannot come to the Padres.
What do you mean he left the Super Bowl early?
This year, you didn't see this?
I didn't see that.
Oh, he was at the Super Bowl. He said he was so annoyed by the people around him that he just went home at halftime missed all the traffic.
All right, Tommy has an attitude.
I don't think that's a secret.
You know where he's from?
Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So he just wanted to get home. Wanted to get home. Have a little dinner.
Have a little dinner, watch the rest of the Super Bowl on his TV.
He's a piece of work, but
his teammates seem to like him.
Everybody seems to like him. He's a good teammate. Whether you like him sitting down the left field foul line or not is pretty much immaterial.
I'd rather them pay him the $5 to $7 million that he's rumored to be making than the $15 million that JD Martinez is rumored to be asking.
I would love to get JD Martinez. He's not affordable.
But he cannot play the outfield. He can't play any other position on the field except for DH. We did that last year. His name was Nelson Cruz.
And
Matt Carpenter.
No, I disagree with that. JD Martinez is a lot better than Nelson Cruz. JD Martinez, he drove in over a hundo. He did that. Nelson Cruz drove in about 10. That's not a good comparison, I'm sorry to say. It's just not.
Wait,
what can
why?
I tell you?
Sorry, say that one more time.
JD Martinez drove in over 100 runs. Cruz drove in about 15.
But wait,
that's
on
not a,
team, a
comparison.
On a team with four outfielders, you're willing to bring in a guy who can't play the outfield? I don't
it's
think
not
that
even
makes
worth
sense.
Discussing. JD Martinez is not affordable. Forget it.
Okay.
He's not coming here. We can't afford him.
We got a lot of people. Okay, for Tommy Pham, he attracts drama, the strip club, Jock Peterson, the racial interaction with the fan last year here. I've heard that, and I've heard, so I'm not saying it came from me, but I've heard from listeners who have DM'd me saying that those fans were out of line, and those fans were calling his name every single time he went anywhere.
Let me ask you something. Who do you believe, a player or stupid fans?
Well,
all right, I'm kind of leading you to an answer there. But we know how most fans behave out there. Come on.
I've been there for it.
Yeah.
I've seen it. I've been on the field where there's a guy who's like, Tommy, you suck.
Yeah, I know.
And that's fine. He's a player. But I you can't hold that stuff against
him. It gets a little
him.
Frustrating when your own fans
I don't
are chanting
know.
That.
And the reason that I have to defend him is frustrating me, and it's because everybody is saying that he has all these problems when he does have problems. I'm not saying he doesn't, but I don't think it will hurt the team.
Put me down for accepting Tommy Pham on this ball club, if that is indeed what they do.
Okay.
But like I said, it hasn't happened yet.
No,
so we'll keep an eye on that. Blake Snell is still available as well.
He wants 2 years and $66 million with an
opt-out. The Astros apparently said, Yeah. So Blake Snell. Blake, if you're looking for something to do, I think he'd be a fun, co-host every Friday or something on the show.
Oh, that would be great. If he wants to take my spot, run the board, say some funny things,
you run
do
the board,
big five.
Let Blake be on the show.
I think that would be hilarious.
Keep him busy. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, the Daily Gambit is moving up a little bit today so that we can make way for Tony Gwynn Jr. joining us from South Korea at the top of the hour. Stick around. All right, welcome back to the program. 2:39 is the time. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby together in our Odyssey Palace studios. And Tony Gwynn Jr. should be waking up any time now. And he is scheduled to join us live from South Korea at the top of the hour.
I gotta say,
if Scraby can make it work. So we have to put that as a caveat. Yes.
I gotta say, I have never had more FOMO than this trip for some reason.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I don't know what
cool.
you feel like you're missing out on.
Because I feel like if I were to go on this trip, I would have got to do other things that I would normally never get to do if I was just like a fan on the trip. I would get to hang out with Tony and Jesse and Dave. And
how do you know they'd want to hang out with you?
That's a great question, because anytime we've stayed with Tony, he does
we
not
don't spend
want
a lot
anything
of time
to
with
do with me
we
after
don't spend
the show.
Any time with Tony
no,
when we're
kidding.
On the road.
No, but it looks really fun. It does.
All right.
I gotta say.
Well, Padres Dodgers 3:05 Wednesday morning. We are almost upon it. My goodness. I mean, it seemed like it was so far off in the distance, but now here it is.
Yeah.
Just one couple nights away.
Couple of sleeps.
Actually, about 1.5 sleeps.
I was just about to say, how are we going to do this?
You're not going to get a full sleep on Tuesday night if you want to watch the ball game. I love it. Jackson Merrill will wear number 3.
Yes, he will.
Not a bad number for a center fielder.
Not at all.
And he has been named the opening day center fielder.
Yes, he has.
Last Padre to wear number 3. That's a good trivia question,
Scrape. Oh, I know it because I put it in the grid.
I know. I didn't know it until you put it in there. Jorge Mateo.
Yep.
Last Padre to wear number 3. Jackson Merrill. That's a good number for a young guy.
What number is Dylan Cease normally? Do you know?
84.
He is. Okay. Yeah. So he last was 84 night when he was pitching, he was 84. I'm like,
no, he's
they
always
must
84.
Not have a number for him.
No,
yet.
He likes that. Okay. For some crazy right. reason, maybe he was
because that's what they give like minor leaguers who don't have a spot
gonna say,
on the team.
I was going to say maybe he was born in 84, but that would make him 40 years
no,
old.
I think he was born in 95.
Yeah, I don't think he's 40 years old. I don't know why he wants 84, but that's what he likes. No pressure. Jackson Merrill wearing the same number as the Bambino.
I didn't know that.
George Herman Ruth.
I knew that.
Wore number 3.
I knew that the
Bambino
was George Herman Ruth, but yes, I didn't know his number.
He was number 3. So, yeah, good luck to Jackson Merrill. He's taken everything by storm. I mean, you look at this. Look at this story. Yeah, again, it's on ESPN Plus, so you can't read it. So I have to read it for you.
There it is.
But what's his name? David Schoenfeld.
Yeah,
he's predicting which Major League Baseball teams will return to the playoffs. So these are teams that were in the playoffs before but didn't make it last year.
I have major beef with Schoenfeld here.
You do?
I do.
All right, tell me what it is as I read this down. The most obvious one, Yankees, return to the playoffs. Second, Cubs. Third, Cardinals. Fourth, Mariners. Fifth, Guardians. You're wondering, aren't you?
Yeah.
Padres aren't the sixth best choice to return to the playoffs. But I think it's interesting what he says right at the beginning. He says, if we ran this article a week ago, the Padres wouldn't even have been on this list. But he was thinking they had no chance. But he's saying that the acquisition of Dylan Cease gives them a fighting chance to win 2 or 3 more ball games and maybe come out of the wild card cluster in the National League. He also says they've apparently solved their gaping hole in center field with rookie Jackson Merrill.
No, he does not like. He said he basically said Jackson Merrill's unproven, so we're not sure what he's going to get.
I was going to read all of that.
Which is true.
It's all true. We've been saying it all along. He answered the questions in March. He now has to answer them again in April and May and the rest of the time.
Yeah.
March is one thing. April and May and the rest is a whole nother story entirely.
I get it.
And here's what else David Schoenfeld says. While they will miss the playoffs again, there are just too many holes. They still don't have a DH. Left field is Jerks and Profar. He's coming off a -1.3 war. Merrill is a gamble. Jake Cronenworth gave the Padres the worst first base production in the majors.
This guy is literally finding ways to trash the Padres.
It's all true.
But here's my issue.
It's all true. And he also says you don't lose a Cy Young winner, one of the best hitters in the game, and the best closer, and expect to roll smoothly into the next season. He's right. I think a lot of us have lived the month of March spring training with rose-colored glasses. And I'm happy about that because it has everybody in a little better frame of mind. But all of this stuff is still a concern.
What a party pooper you are.
Sorry.
Here's what I don't like about it and about everything going on this offseason. The Yankees have had a major injury issue with Gerrit Cole. He's saying he'll be back in a month or two. Who knows when he'll be back?
Right.
Aaron Judge is already hurt. They're saying he's going to be fine. Aaron Judge hasn't been able to play full seasons before. He's missed a lot of games.
DJ LeMahieu just went on the injured list today.
There you go. I don't understand the hype for the Yankees. I understand that Juan Soto's on the Yankees, but to say that they are in a great place to get back to the postseason,
I don't know. I looked in the local.
I'm not there.
I looked in the local newspaper over the weekend. They had their baseball preview.
Mm-hmm.
Yankees far and away to win the AL East. Orioles fourth.
Fourth?
Who works at
that
paper?
They're the same team.
Who works at that paper?
The Orioles have the same team and Corbin Burns.
Orioles are not finishing fourth.
They might finish second, but not
fourth.
They
might finish first.
Man, I'm over this whole, like, preseason stuff. I need to get this season under the
All right, let's get to today's Daily Gambit because we got to make way for Tony Gwynn Jr.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit's our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. We'll get right into it. But first, this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by your local San Diego County, the UPS store. Your local San Diego County UPS store locations are hosting a shred event from March 27th through March 30th, 50% off shredding services. Visit theupsstore.com for the location nearest you. See store for details. All right, Friday night we bet on the Aztecs. They were 5-point favorites over Utah State. Chris and I thought, okay, 5-point favorites, that's a little weird, but we're going to take the Aztecs anyway. Aztecs started down, and then they won big. I believe it was 86-70 on Friday night over Utah State.
They outscored Utah State 69-36 to close that game. 69-36.
Wow.
Yeah, they were down 17, and they won by 16.
Wow.
But, again, it takes a lot of energy to keep coming from behind, coming from behind, coming from behind.
Yeah.
It costs them the next day.
New Mexico played Colorado State on Friday night. New Mexico 3-point favorites in this one. I chose Colorado State. Chris chose New Mexico. And New Mexico did win, obviously, 74-61. So Chris wins that bet. North Carolina and Pittsburgh on Friday night. North Carolina 7.5-point favorites here. Chris chose Pitt. I chose North Carolina. And that darn half point gets me again because UNC wins, but they only won by 7, 72-65.
You got to look out for the hooks, Greg.
The hook.
The hook. 7.5, also referred to as 7 plus the hook. And the hook cost you.
Every time.
It seems to.
Arizona, yes. This one didn't cost me. Arizona and Oregon. Arizona were 11.5-point favorites on Friday night. Arizona was Chris's choice. Oregon was my choice. And Oregon won the game 67-59.
Arizona just is a team waiting to lay an egg in the tournament. They're so talented. So many people love them. But they turn in clunkers like that often.
And I always pick them to go deep in the tournament when they do that.
I think everybody will pick them to go deep in the tournament, but we'll see.
Iowa State, Brock Purdy's former team, former college, against Baylor on, I think it may have been Saturday. Anyway, Chris chose Baylor. I chose Iowa State. Iowa State won by 14, 76-62.
Yeah, Brock Purdy paid off for you there.
He did. UC Irvine, the Anteaters, were 8-point favorites over Long Beach State. Long Beach State doesn't have a coach, I believe.
They do. He's already been fired, but he's still there.
Okay, this is a weird thing because they made the tournament. We both chose Long Beach State. Long Beach State won the game 83-79, and they're in the tournament with a fired coach that's taking it.
Dan Monson. We told you Bobby Smitherin, who's the new AD there at Long Beach State. The reason we picked Long Beach State in this game is because he loved the Gwen and Chris show.
That's right.
When he worked at San Diego State.
That's right.
And he hates it because he misses it now that he lives up in Long Beach.
That's why we picked.
So we picked Long Beach State. Yeah. Then I come to find out that Bobby basically fired his coach only to let his coach coach the rest of the season. And now Dan Monson's in the tournament. That is a crazy story.
If they win three games, do you... Dan's probably going to get some other job offers, yeah. But do you...
Do you try to get back on your word? I don't know what they do there, but they're playing Arizona in the first round. So who knows? Arizona lost as a 2 seed in the first round last year.
Yes.
To Princeton.
That's true.
So you never can tell.
Final bet. New Orleans Pelicans were 6-point favorites over the Clippers on Friday. Chris chose Clippers. I chose Pelicans and the Pelicans. Pelicans won 112-104, so I won that one.
Finishing up the week, Scrib, you were outstanding.
Wow.
17-10.
Dang.
I finished 14-13, so we both had winning records last week.
Good job for us.
Yeah, a couple of quick notes. The Aztecs, if you're wondering, are a full 75-1 to win the tournament.
Ah, okay.
75-1. It's the same odds as Gonzaga, St. Mary's, Wisconsin, and Dayton. The favorite to win it, of course, is UConn, followed by Houston, Purdue, Arizona, and North Carolina. Auburn, by the way, who the Aztecs could play in the second round?
Yes.
They are the next choice at 16-1. That's a really tough second round matchup, but I'm just going to hope that the Aztecs, you know, continue to have luck against the state of Alabama.
Hey, everybody thought it was a tough matchup against Alabama.
That's right.
And Furman and College of Charleston.
No kidding. They picked against us
a
lot.
And Florida Atlantic.
Yeah, they picked against us a lot last year. Aztecs also are 6.5-point favorites on Friday over UAB, which is a pretty big spread for an NCAA tournament game.
Yeah.
When you're, you know, a 5-12
And
matchup.
UAB had a game, we'll discuss later because we don't have time now. They had a game flagged last week by the betting watchdog. Yeah, their game against Temple was flagged. So we can go into that later.
My goodness.
Yeah, it wasn't for anything that they were doing.
You sure?
According to Bleacher Report, it was just flagged. They didn't find anything else out about it. So,
well, UAB, I will say this. Now, UAB won the conference tournament from the same conference where FAU is.
Okay.
So that's the conference they play in.
All right.
And we know how good FAU was last year
and
is again this year. So, all right. There's no college basketball tonight. The tournament gets started tomorrow. My wife is not happy.
Why?
Because Colorado State's in a play-in game.
Oh.
And she can't figure out, how do I pick them? Do I have to pick them? Do I pick again? What do I do? She doesn't understand the play-in thing, and she wants to pick her alma mater. And I said, you don't have to pick that game. She goes, well, is it part of the bracket? And I said, it kind of is, but it isn't. It's very confusing to my wife.
That does sound confusing.
It's a little confusing to my wife, but Colorado State will play tomorrow night against Virginia. There's no college basketball tonight.
To say real quick that we did renew our Gwen and Chris college pick'em tournament bracket.
Yes, I should steer people to that.
Yes, go to at Matt Scraby on Twitter, and it's pinned at the top. Also, if you played in our league last year, I sent an email to everyone, and apparently Chris didn't get his email, so I'm hoping that other people got their email, but we have some people signing up. There's no buy-in. There's no prize. We're not going to steal your emails and sell them. It's just for fun for everyone to join. So go to my Twitter, at Matt Scraby.
Bragging rights. And we'll have our bracket in there, yours and mine, and you can compare how you do against us, etc.
Yes. I will be out after the first
and
day.
And I will say this, if you can't beat me, you're not going to have much of a good bracket, because I'm notoriously bad in picking the NCAA tournament.
So do you not, if you don't have any bets, it's cool, because I have some stuff we can talk about real quick in the betting world.
I got some bets.
Okay, let's go.
All right, let's go. Boston minus 15.5 over Detroit. NBA action in Boston.
Hmm.
Detroit's terrible.
So you're going with Boston?
I'll go with Boston, but that's a ton of points.
I'm going to go with Detroit.
They're going to take the points. You never do that. Golden State minus 7 over the Knicks. In Oakland. You're up.
Warriors.
Come out in.
Play.
Not a great movie, but a memorable line. I'll take the Knicks. They're pretty good. 7 points is a lot. Lakers 9 over Atlanta. Lakers lost to the Warriors on Saturday night.
They did.
They're now tied for the number 10 spot or 9 spot or whatever.
Over Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta's bad, but Atlanta beat the Lakers the first meeting.
I'm going.
All right, welcome back to the program. 2:39 is the time. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby together in our Odyssey Palace studios. And Tony Gwynn Jr. should be waking up any time now. And he is scheduled to join us live from South Korea at the top of the hour.
I gotta say,
if Scraby can make it work. So we have to put that as a caveat. Yes.
I gotta say, I have never had more FOMO than this trip for some reason.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I don't know what you feel like you're missing out on.
Because I feel like if I were to go on this trip, I would have got to do other things that I would normally never get to do if I was just like a fan on the trip. I would get to hang out with Tony and Jesse and Dave. And
how do you know they'd want to hang out with you?
That's a great question, because anytime we've stayed with Tony, he does
we
not
don't spend
want
a lot
anything
of time
to
with
do
him.
With me
we
after
don't spend
the show.
Any time with Tony when we're
kidding.
On the road.
No, but it looks really fun. It does.
All right.
I gotta say.
Well, Padres-Dodgers, 3:05, Wednesday morning. We are almost upon it. My goodness. I mean, it seemed like it was so far off in the distance, but now here it is.
Yeah.
Just couple nights away.
Couple of sleeps.
Actually, about 1.5 sleeps.
I was just about to say, how are we going to do this?
You're not going to get a full sleep on Tuesday night if you want to watch the ball game. I love it. Jackson Merrill will wear number 3.
Yes, he will.
Not a bad number for a center fielder.
Not at all.
And he has been named the opening day center fielder.
Yes, he has.
Last Padre to wear number 3. That's a good trivia question,
Scrape. Oh, I know it because I put it in the grid.
I know. I didn't know it until you put it in there. Jorge Mateo.
Yep.
Last Padre to wear number 3. Jackson Merrill. That's a good number for a young guy.
What number is Dylan Cease normally? Do you know?
84.
He is. Okay.
Yeah.
So
he
last
was 84
night when
last
he was pitching,
year.
He was 84. I'm like,
no, he's
they
always
must not
84.
Have a number for him.
No,
yet.
He likes that.
Okay.
For some crazy reason, maybe he was
because that's what they give like minor leaguers who don't have a spot
say,
on the team.
I was going to say maybe he was born in 84, but that would make him 40 years old.
I think he was born in 95.
Yeah, I don't think he's 40 years old. I don't know why he wants 84, but that's what he likes. No pressure. Jackson Merrill wearing the same number as the Bambino.
I didn't know that.
George Herman Ruth.
I knew that.
Wore number 3.
I knew that the Bambino. Was George Herman Ruth, but
yes,
I didn't know
was.
His number.
He was number 3. So, good luck to Jackson Merrill. He's taken everything by storm. I mean, you look at this story. Yeah, again, it's on ESPN+, so you can't read it, so I have to read it for you.
There it is.
But, what's his name? David Schoenfeld.
Yeah,
he's predicting which Major League Baseball teams will return to the playoffs. So these are teams that were in the playoffs before, but didn't make it last year.
I have major beef with Schoenfeld here.
You do?
I do.
All right, tell me what it is as I read this down. The most obvious one, Yankees, return to the playoffs. Second, Cubs. Third, Cardinals. Fourth, Mariners. Fifth, Guardians. You're wondering, aren't you?
Yeah.
Padres are the sixth best choice to return to the playoffs. But I think it's interesting what he says right at the beginning. He says, if we ran this article a week ago, the Padres wouldn't even have been on this list. But he was thinking they had no chance. But he's saying that the acquisition of Dylan Cease gives them a fighting chance to win 2 or 3 more ball games and maybe come out of the wild card cluster in the National League. He also says they've apparently solved their gaping hole in center field with rookie Jackson Merrill.
No, he does not like. He basically said Jackson Merrill's unproven, so we're not sure what he's going to get.
I was going to read all of that.
Which is true.
I was going to read all
true.
Of that. It's all true. We've been saying it all along. He answered the questions in March. He now has to answer them again in April and May and the rest of the time.
Yeah.
March is one thing. April and May and the rest is a whole nother story entirely.
I get it.
And here's what else David Schoenfeld says. While they will miss the playoffs again, there are just too many holes. They still don't have a DH. Left field is Jerks and Profar. He's coming off a -1.3 war. Merrill is a gamble. Jay Cronenworth gave the Padres the worst first base production in the majors.
This guy is literally finding ways to trash the Padres.
It's all true.
But here's my issue.
It's all true. And he also says you don't lose a Cy Young winner, one of the best hitters in the game, and the best closer, and expect to roll smoothly into the next season. He's right. I think a lot of us have lived the month of March spring training with rose-colored glasses. And I'm happy about that because it has everybody in a little better frame of mind. But all of this stuff is still a concern.
What a party pooper you are.
Sorry.
Here's what I don't like about it and about everything going on this offseason. The Yankees have had a major injury issue with Gerrit Cole. He's saying he'll be back in a month or two. Who knows when he'll be back?
Right.
Aaron Judge is already hurt. They're saying he's going to be fine. Aaron Judge hasn't been able to play full seasons before. He's missed a lot of games.
DJ LeMay just went on the injured list today.
There you go. I don't understand the hype for the Yankees. I understand that Juan Soto's on the Yankees, but to say that they are in a great place to get back to the postseason,
I don't know. I looked in the local.
I'm not there.
I looked in the local newspaper over the weekend. They had their baseball preview.
Mm-hmm.
Yankees far and away to win the AL East. Orioles fourth. Who works at
that
paper?
They're the same team.
Who works at that paper?
The Orioles have the same team and Corbin Burns.
Orioles are not finishing fourth.
They might finish second, but not fourth.
They might finish first.
Man, I'm over this whole, like, preseason stuff. I need to get this season under the
way. All right, let's get to today's Daily Gambit because we got to make way for Tony Gwynn Jr.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in the Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit's our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. We'll get right into it. But first, this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by your local San Diego County, the UPS store. Your local San Diego County UPS store locations are hosting a shred event from March 27th through March 30th. 50% off shredding services. Visit the UPSstore.com for the location nearest you. See store for details. All right, Friday night we bet on the Aztecs. They were 5-point favorites over Utah State. Chris and I thought, okay, 5-point favorites, that's a little weird, but we're going to take the Aztecs anyway. Aztecs started down, and then they won big. I believe it was 86-70 on Friday night over Utah
State. They outscored Utah State 69-36 to close that game.
Turn a 17-36?
69-36.
Wow.
Yeah, they were down 17, and they won by 16.
Wow.
But, again, it takes a lot of energy to keep coming from behind.
Yeah.
It cost them the next day.
New Mexico played Colorado State on Friday night. New Mexico 3-point favorites. In this one, I chose Colorado State. Chris chose New Mexico. And New Mexico did win, obviously, 74-61. So Chris wins that bet. North Carolina and Pittsburgh on Friday night. North Carolina 7.5-point favorites here. Chris chose Pitt. I chose North Carolina. And that darn half point gets me again. Because UNC wins, but they only won by 7, 72-65.
You got to look out for the hooks, Grabe.
The hook.
The hook. 7.5, also referred to as 7 plus the hook. And the hook cost you.
Every time.
It seems to.
Arizona, yes. This one didn't cost me. Arizona and Oregon. Arizona were 11.5-point favorites on Friday night. Arizona was Chris's choice. Oregon was my choice. And Oregon won the game 67-59.
Arizona just is a team waiting to lay an egg in the tournament. They're so talented. So many people love them. But they turn in clunkers like that often.
And I always pick them to go deep in the tournament when they do that.
I think everybody will pick them to go deep in the tournament, but we'll see.
Iowa State, Brock Purdy's former team, former college, against Baylor on, I think it may have been Saturday. Anyway, Chris chose Baylor. I chose Iowa State. Iowa State won by 14, 76-62.
Yeah, Brock Purdy paid off for you there.
He did. UC Irvine, the Anteaters, were 8-point favorites over Long Beach State. Long Beach State doesn't have a coach, I believe.
They do. He's already been fired, but he's still there.
Okay, this is a weird thing because they made the tournament. We both chose Long Beach State. Long Beach State won the game 83-79, and they're in the tournament with a fired coach that's taking it.
Dan Monson. We told you Bobby Smitherin, who's the new AD there at Long Beach State. The reason we picked Long Beach State in this game is because he loved the Gwen and Chris show.
That's right.
When he worked at San Diego State.
That's right.
And he hates it because he misses it now that he lives up in Long Beach.
That's why we picked.
So we picked Long Beach State. Yeah. Then I come to find out that Bobby basically fired his coach. only to let his coach the rest of the season. And now Dan Monson's in the tournament. That is a crazy story.
If they win three games, do you, Dan's probably going to get some other job offers, yeah. But do you try to get back on your word?
I don't know what they do there, but they're playing Arizona in the first round. So who knows? Arizona lost as a 2 seed in the first round last year.
Yes.
To Princeton.
That's true.
So you never can tell.
Final bet, New Orleans Pelicans were 6-point favorites over the Clippers on Friday. Chris chose Clippers, I chose Pelicans, and the Pelicans won 112-104, so I won that one.
Finishing up the week, Scrib, you were outstanding.
Wow.
17-10.
Dang.
I finished 14-13, so we both had winning records last week.
Good job for us.
Yeah, a couple of quick notes. The Aztecs, if you're wondering, are a full 75-1 to win the tournament.
Ah, okay.
75-1. It's the same odds as Gonzaga, St. Mary's, Wisconsin, and Dayton. The favorite to win it, of course, is UConn, followed by Houston, Purdue, Arizona, and North Carolina. Auburn, by the way, who the Aztecs should play in the second round?
Yes.
They are the next choice at 16-1. That's a really tough second round matchup. But I'm just going to hope that the Aztecs, you know, continue to have luck against the state of Alabama.
Hey, everybody thought it was a tough matchup against Alabama.
That's right.
And Furman and College of Charleston.
No kidding. They picked against us a lot.
And Florida Atlantic.
Yeah, they picked against us a lot last year. Aztecs also are 6.5-point favorites on Friday over UAB, which is a pretty big spread for an NCAA tournament game.
Yeah.
When you're, you know, a 5-12.
And
matchup.
UAB had a game, we'll discuss later because we don't have time now. They had a game flagged last week by the betting watchdog. Yeah, their game against Temple was flagged. So we can go into that later.
My goodness.
Yeah, it wasn't for anything that they were doing.
You sure?
According to Bleacher Report, it was just flagged. They didn't find anything else out about it. So,
well, UAB, I will say this. Now, UAB won the conference tournament from the same conference where FAU is.
Okay.
So that's the conference they play in.
All right.
And we know how good FAU was last year
and
is again this year. So, all right. There's no college basketball tonight. The tournament gets started tomorrow. My wife is not happy.
Why?
Because Colorado State's in a play-in game.
Oh.
And she can't figure out. How do I pick? Do I pick them? Do I have to pick them? Do I pick again? What do I do? She doesn't understand the play-in thing, and she wants to pick her alma mater. And I said, you don't have to pick that game. She goes, well, is it part of the bracket? And I said, it kind of is, but it isn't. It's very confusing to my wife.
That does sound confusing.
It's a little confusing to my wife, but Colorado State will play tomorrow night against Virginia. There's no college basketball tonight.
I have to say real quick that we did renew our Gwen and Chris college pick'em tournament bracket.
Yes, I should steer people to that.
Yes, go to @MattScraby on Twitter, and it's pinned at the top. Also, if you played in our league last year, I sent an email to everyone, and apparently Chris didn't get his email, so I'm hoping that other people got their email, but we have some people signing up. There's no buy-in. There's no prize. We're not going to steal your emails and sell them. It's just for fun for everyone to join. So go to my Twitter @MattScraby.
Bragging rights. And we'll have our bracket in there, yours and mine, and you can compare how you do against us, etc.
Yes. I will be out after the first
and
day.
And I will say this. If you can't beat me, you're not going to have much of a good bracket because I'm notoriously bad in picking the NCAA tournament.
So do you not? If you don't have any bets, it's cool because I have some stuff we can talk about real quick in the betting world.
I got some bets.
Okay, let's go.
All right, let's go. Boston minus 15.5 over Detroit. NBA action in Boston. Detroit's terrible.
So you're going with Boston?
I'll go with Boston, but that's a ton of points.
I'm
going
to go with Detroit.
They're going to take the points. You never do that. Golden State minus 7 over the Knicks. In Oakland. You're up.
Warriors.
Come out in.
Play.
Not a great movie, but a memorable line. I'll take the Knicks. They're pretty good. 7 points is a lot. Lakers 9 over Atlanta. Lakers lost to the Warriors on Saturday night.
They did.
They're now tied for the number 10 spot or 9 spot or whatever.
Over Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta's bad, but Atlanta beat the Lakers the first meeting.
I'm going Atlanta.
You're taking Atlanta. All right, I'll take the Lakers. We're going to disagree on every game.
Nice.
Who's going to score more points tonight? LeBron in his game or Steph in his game? Both guys have 25.5 point totals, so you're not picking over-under. You're picking who's going to score more, LeBron or Steph?
Steph Curry. You'll take LeBron?
No, I'll take Steph.
Oh, all right.
And one more, hockey tonight at the Crypto.com Arena. The Kings, 1.5 goal favorites over my Blackhawks. Kings beat the Blackhawks in Chicago 5-0 last week. They should crush them again. What do you like?
Yeah, I'll take the Kings.
All right. All right, we're going to make way because Tony Gwynn Jr. is scheduled to join us from South Korea.
Hopefully.
Keep your fingers crossed. We'll see how it turns out. Come on back with us on Gwynn and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.